This recording is part of a series of podcasts in which the novel Dear Yoni is read aloud chapter by chapter by the author Lisa Picard. Please note that Dear Yoni contains sexually explicit language and scenes of a sexual nature. It is not suitable for anyone under the age of 18.
Welcome back, dear listener. Last week, we read about the self-pleasuring workshop that Jess attended, and also the major impact this actually had on her life. So today we continue reading about Jess's solo journey. I hope you enjoy. Day 16. Dear Yoni. During my reading and my explorations into Tantra, I kept encountering the so-called Yoni egg practices and their much-touted benefits. Everything from more powerful and pleasurable orgasms to easier births to reduced PMS and menopause symptoms. It certainly seemed like a cure-all for every single concern that women may have about their sexuality and plumbing. Apparently, the yoni egg practice originated thousands of years ago in the ancient Chinese court, where the concubines of the emperor were taught the mysterious secrets of an egg made of nephrite jade stone that ostensibly brought about greater health, greater sexual prowess, and greater well-being. In fact, the myth is that the jade egg is actually made of dragon semen, which is why it has such powerful effects. Well, although the thought of inserting petrified dragon semen into my vagina was slightly off-putting, to say the very least, the laundry list of benefits seemed to argue in its favor. So I decided to order my very own yoni egg, and I'd been eagerly awaiting its arrival in the mail. When my egg finally arrived in a very beautiful little brocade pouch, along with a dispenser of dental floss and a tiny brush with which to clean the hole drilled through one end of the egg, I was very excited. I had chosen an egg made out of nephrite jade, which was the traditional stone, and also apparently the type of stone most recommended by aficionados, as it doesn't crack easily, and the jade is a powerful cleanser of energy. There had, however, been many other stones from which to choose, and I had been particularly tempted to order a beautiful pink rose quartz egg instead. But I finally decided to go with tradition. Later, when I read that some stones, particularly rose quartz, were prone to cracking, which could become a health risk as bacteria could multiply in the cracks, I was very pleased that I had chosen a nephrite jade egg. I ordered a medium-sized egg, and it was surprisingly quite a bit smaller than a hen's egg. I followed all the instructions to ready my egg for use, which included soaking it in a strong salt solution with a few drops of tea tree oil added. After I'd thoroughly rinsed and dried my egg, I followed the instructions to thread it with a piece of the dental floss provided. Fortunately, the dental floss was non-flavored, and I grimaced as I imagined the effect that peppermint flavoring might have on my sensitive lady bits. Eventually, I was ready to start experimenting, and I followed the link to the instructional video on the website. I was told to place the egg inside my clothing to warm it up as I began my self-pleasuring exercise. Ah, this again. Well, at least I'd gotten that workshop under my belt, and I knew what self-pleasuring really meant now. The video told me to begin with a breast massage with coconut oil, so I set to with considerable enthusiasm. After about 15 minutes of breast massage, I was feeling deeply relaxed and just a tiny bit turned on. I continued massaging my belly and thighs. It was sensual and very pleasurable. I really was starting to get the hang of this self-pleasuring thing. Next, the video told me to hold the egg at the entrance to my vagina and to ask my yoni if she consented to having the egg inside of her. The presenter made a point of reminding me several times that I should never ever force my body to take the egg. I should always ask permission, And if the answer was no, then I should never force the issue, but simply accept that my yoni always knows what is best for her. So, feeling a little bit silly, I asked my yoni whether she consented to have the egg inserted on that day. And then I listened carefully. But I didn't get a negative response. However, I also didn't get a positive response. I reflected that perhaps I wasn't quite fluent yet in yoniese. Or perhaps I needed an interpreter. But I decided to go ahead anyway and see what happened. Honestly, if I hadn't already experienced such amazing benefits from listening to my body during the past few months of self-pleasuring practices, I might just have given up at this point. As it was, there was always a part of me standing on the sidelines, shaking her head in disbelief at the extremely woo-woo nature of some of the activities I found myself engaging in at times along this journey. But a greater part of myself simply chose to approach it all with playful curiosity and my sense of humor intact. Next, the video instructed me to do a series of clenches with my pubococcygeal muscles, or PC muscles, coordinated with my breathing. I had already encountered this type of exercise during the first Tantra workshop, so I set to with enthusiasm once again. Apparently, the idea was not to force the egg inside of my body, but rather to allow the body to suck the egg inside. I was skeptical about this happening, but continued to do the PC squeezes and breathing exercises, beginning to combine them with a gentle back and forth rocking of my pelvis. And lo and behold, my yoni actually did suck the egg inside. I guess she was into it after all. What followed next was a series of simple yoga poses combined with conscious breathing and placing of my focus and intent on various parts of the yoni, as well as clenching and relaxing various parts of the yoni in sequence. It was surprisingly tiring. And at first, I wasn't sure I was actually experiencing what I was supposed to. I wasn't even entirely sure that I could feel the egg inside of my body, never mind feel the different parts of my vagina. After that first session, I felt a little bit discouraged, but I persevered with a regular practice. And after a couple of weeks of dedicated focus and attention, I realized that I was gradually starting to become able to isolate the different parts of my yoni, to differentially squeeze and relax my yoni on different sides and at different depths. It appeared as if my yoni was finally coming fully alive and online. We're told that the vagina doesn't have nerve endings on the inside, just at the very entrance. If this were not so, the birth process would be even more excruciating than it already is, I guess. But through these jade egg exercises, I realized that the yoni actually is sensitive and alive throughout the length of the vaginal canal, and that the muscles of various areas can be activated. As I continued to practice, my yoni was definitely starting to become fit and toned. Apparently, those who get really good at these practices can eventually do yoni weightlifting. I know, right? In this practice, successively larger weights are added to a small bag that is attached to the piece of dental floss threaded through the egg. And the practitioner lifts the weights up and down using a series of clenches and releases of the yoni muscles. Although all of this was truly fascinating and rather bizarre, I decided that I would stick to the basic exercises. I didn't need a muscle-bound weightlifting yoni. And, in fact, it seemed that the goal was to develop a strong and relaxed yoni for tantric purposes, rather than the so-called tight pussy that most porn movies seem to favor. The porn model of sex is all about tight and hard. It's actually about the sexual partners using each other's bodies to masturbate themselves to a friction-based genital orgasm. It's completely disconnected and will ultimately always feel disappointing and unsatisfying. In contrast, Tantra is about being deeply relaxed, completely present, intimate and connected with your lover and with yourself. It's not about chasing a genital orgasm, but rather about raising and moving sexual energy in the body in order to open a channel to experience the divine. Thanks to my yoni egg practice, certain other benefits were gradually starting to become evident. I found that my orgasms were definitely becoming far deeper and much more pleasurable, and it was becoming easier to reach orgasm too. That might have been the result of all the attention I was giving my yoni. Perhaps the old adage, where attention goes, energy flows, is really true. Seeing as I was spending so much time, placing so much focus on my yoni, it made sense that sexual energy would naturally begin to flow in that area. But I was also feeling a general sense of well-being, such a juiciness, for want of a better description, that I was rapidly becoming a proponent of this ancient practice. My yoni and I just loved this beautiful little egg. Day 17. Dear Yoni, you and I spent many happy hours together exploring the benefits of our beautiful jade egg and expanding our self-pleasuring practice. This was a very good time for us. I was starting to feel as if you were opening up and beginning to finally trust me, far more than you ever had in the past. I was starting to feel very differently about you too. I now experienced immense gratitude and reverence when I touched you. I couldn't believe how I had taken you for granted before, and how much I had actually abused and neglected you in the past. Well, I was certainly making up for that now, and you were responding by providing me with so much more pleasure than I had ever thought was possible. The yoni egg practice had another benefit that is not immediately obvious, but one that definitely appealed to my inner feminist. As women, our relationship with our vagina is, at best, a functional one. Either we're inserting tampons, or trying to pleasure a lover, or birthing a child. But the yoni egg practice is about reclaiming our vaginas for ourselves. It's about realizing that our yoni, our sexuality, our bodies belong to us and to nobody else. It's about becoming intimately familiar with every single part of our vaginas and with the pleasure potential of every little nook and cranny. That is immensely empowering. Eventually, despite the increased sensitivity I was feeling, I reached a point where I realized that there were certain areas inside of my vagina that remained numb, regardless of how often I used my jade egg. I realized that you needed some help, my dearest yoni, and so I decided that the time had come to ask for some external assistance. This was to be the next vital step on our journey together. Chapter 13, Releasing the Past. I had booked a sacred spot massage and a yoni de-armoring experience with Craig, who was a Dhaka, which is a male tantra practitioner and sacred initiate. Craig had been recommended to me by Anushka, the course leader of my first tantra course, when I had mentioned to her that I had often experienced numbness and pain during sex. Apparently, yoni de-armoring was just one of the many services that Craig offered, as Anushka explained to me when she recommended him. A lot of tension, trauma, memories of traumatic experiences and events, and emotional pain is stored in the yoni. For some women, sadly, there is the obvious trauma associated with actual physical and sexual abuse. But for pretty much every single woman on the planet, there is the trauma of having been penetrated before she was completely ready, often even with her compliance. I've allowed this in the past, and I'm pretty sure you have too. That trauma is also stored in the muscle walls of the yoni. Then there is the emotional pain associated with being a woman in this patriarchal society. Every time you felt disregarded, disrespected, or dishonored as a woman, this can be stored as an energetic blockage in the yoni. Sometimes we respond to trauma by unconsciously energetically armoring the yoni. This can cause either areas of numbness and shutdown or actual pain in various parts of the yoni. If all other possible medical causes for this pain have been eliminated, as you've told me was done in your case, Jess, then the pain is almost certainly being caused by an energetic blockage or armoring. And of course this pain, which is often experienced during sex, again, as in your case, can, in turn, lead to even further shutdown and further blockages. This can become a vicious cycle, which can make it impossible to have a healthy sex life. Blockages in the energy of the yoni can lead to actual physical disease down the line, so it's actually vitally important to address them. And energetic blockages can also prevent the spiritual growth, which is only possible when all the energy centers and meridians are completely open and freely flowing. A skilled practitioner of yoni de-armoring massage can release these blockages so that the energy can flow freely again. Of course, you could also practice yoni de-armoring on yourself using an obsidian stone wand. But it is simpler and more effective, certainly in the beginning, to go to a practitioner who knows what they are doing. And you don't have to worry that there's anything strange or weird about doing this. After all, if you had tight muscles or blockages in your back, you would think nothing of going to a massage therapist or to a chiropractor to help you to release the knots. It's exactly the same thing with the yoni. Throughout the years in which I'd been experiencing pain during sex, I'd been to see several gynecologists about the problem. After conducting exhaustive and expensive diagnostic tests, they had all told me the same thing. There was absolutely nothing physically wrong with me, and I should simply try to relax more during sex. But this had proven to be impossible to do, despite my best intentions. Listening to Anushka speak, I now realized that simply relaxing during sex would actually never have resolved the problem. If I had trapped trauma or energy blockages inside of my yoni, then obviously these needed to be released. Simply relaxing wasn't ever going to make that happen. I actually experienced a deep sense of relief, knowing that I hadn't been doing anything wrong for all of those years. I was rather excited to think that there might be another possible solution to my problem, and I was ready to give it a go. I was very grateful that my regular yoni egg practice had reminded me of this problem during a time in which I wasn't sexually active, and so had forgotten about the problem, or rather, simply put it out of my mind. With my hand raised to knock at the door to Craig's practice, I began to feel a little nervous, though. Other than Anushka's recommendation and a brief internet search for reviews and recommendations, all of which were very favorable, what did I actually know about this person? Surely the potential for abuse was very high, and I was going to be so very vulnerable during the process. Just as I decided to leave without knocking, the door opened, and a chubby little man with a shiny bald head and the sweetest smile, dressed in a pink collarless shirt and baggy baby blue pants, stretched his hand out to shake mine. "Hi, you must be Jess. I'm Craig. Come on in." As he turned to lead the way, I found myself heaving a huge sigh of relief. I felt completely comfortable with Craig. There was nothing threatening about him whatsoever. On every level, my instincts were telling me that I was safe with him. Within minutes, we were seated on soft cushions on the floor of his practice, each with a cup of herbal tea in hand, as Craig began to explain to me what I could expect during the session. The yoni de-armoring massage is about healing, about releasing trauma and blockages, and about transformation. It's not a sexual practice. It's not goal-orientated, and it's definitely not foreplay. His eyes twinkled as he smiled gently at me, and I found myself smiling back. What a lovely person, with such a gentle, warm, and kind energy. It's also not about achieving orgasm, although, if that happens, then that's perfectly fine. In fact, whatever happens here, whatever emotions arise up to the surface, whatever happens physically or on any other level for you is perfectly fine. Every single part of you is welcome here. No performance necessary. Nothing to accomplish. Just relax and receive. I'm here today to be completely in service to you. Unbidden, tears prickled at the back of my eyes, and a lump in my throat suddenly made it difficult to swallow my mouthful of tea. I felt my heart opening as I bathed in the kindness of his gaze. So, if you're feeling ready to begin, perhaps you'd like to change into your robe in the dressing room. When I returned to the room, clad only in my cotton robe, I discovered that Craig had shut the blinds, lit several candles, as well as turned on a small gas heater, all of which made the room extremely cozy and comfortable. I felt very little discomfort in removing my robe and lying down in a nest of soft cushions, while Craig warmed up what he informed me was raw unscented coconut oil between his hands. For the next few minutes, he just touched my body all over to familiarize me with his touch. It felt wonderful, comforting and gentle and loving. His hands were incredibly warm, very soft, and extremely gentle. After a while, his hands came to rest, his left hand on my heart and his right hand over my yoni, and we just stayed like that for a few minutes, breathing together. I felt deeply relaxed and quite wonderful. "Now we're going to begin the therapeutic part of the session," Craig informed me. "I'm going to work with various parts of your yoni, starting on the outside and working my way in. You need to start breathing very deeply in and out through your mouth. If we reach a place where there is tension, numbness or pain, then you need to stay with me and breathe with me until we release the blockage. Okay?" I nodded to indicate that I understood, and Craig began massaging my outer labia, first gently and then with a firmer stroke, whilst reminding me to keep breathing. As he worked over my clitoral hood, I began to feel a bit turned on and to squirm a little bit, but he simply smiled and gently reminded me, "Everything is welcome here. Just keep breathing." After 10 minutes or so, spent on my vulva and on the opening of my vagina, Craig said, "Good job, Jess. No tension stored here on the outside. We're going inside now." Ever so slowly and gently, he entered my vagina with his finger, just about a centimeter inside, and began to press against the vaginal walls, a few seconds at a time in each position, moving clockwise all around the canal. Then he moved his finger in a bit further and repeated the process, reminding me to breathe deeply from time to time. When he hit my G-spot, I felt a sharp pain and I tensed up. "Okay, Jess, here is some tension stored. I need you to breathe even deeper into the place where my finger is." He pressed his finger on the painful spot and then released, and then pressed and released several times while I breathed deeply. Although the pain did start to subside, I didn't really think that anything much was happening, when suddenly tears began to cascade down my face. I didn't feel sad at all, but I had absolutely no control over the flood of tears. What on earth was happening to me? "It's okay, Jess," said Craig, handing me a bunch of tissues. "What's happening is just a release of accumulated tension. We don't need to know what it's about. We just have to keep breathing, trust the body, and allow the blockage to clear." After a few minutes, the tears just suddenly stopped, and there was no further pain in that spot. So Craig resumed his steady process of pressing against my vaginal walls in clockwise circles, each time a little deeper. Twice more we encountered blockages, one accompanied by a numbness that eventually unlocked feelings of rage that took quite a lot of deep breathing to release once the numbness had dissolved into sensation. Finally, Craig reached my cervix. As he pressed against it, I nearly shot through the roof. It was just so sensitive. This was exactly the place which had always caused me pain during sex. Again, he reminded me to breathe, and he gently began to massage my cervix round and round in small circles, pressing harder and harder as I was gradually able to tolerate it. Slowly, the pain and tension released, and I began to feel warm and relaxed and surrendered in a way I never had before. Suddenly, without warning, a tremoring began in my legs and a massive wave of oceanic bliss beginning in my cervix and rapidly vibrating throughout my entire body engulfed me. I gasped and shuddered and cried out at the intensity of the sensation. What just happened?" I whispered as the tremoring finally ended. Craig giggled like a little girl. "That, my dear, was your first cervical orgasm. Well done. You've really released so much today. Sex is never going to be the same for you, ever again." After the orgasm, Craig continued the massage, now doing in and out movements, which felt really good, and I just lay there bathing in the blissful feeling of my totally relaxed body. I realized that I had never, ever felt this completely relaxed before. It was, quite simply, utterly wonderful. I floated home on a fluffy pink cloud and slept like a baby that night. The great feelings lasted for more than a week, and even when they finally subsided, there was a new sense of freedom and joy permanently vibrating throughout my body. Day 18. Dear Yoni, you were a completely new being after that massage. All the tension and anxiety, all the guilt and shame and fear had just disappeared. You were relaxed and responsive, acutely sensitive, but also strong, toned and flexible. If a yoni can be said to be centered and calm and confident, then you were exactly that. I began to feel as if I was connected to a source of energy and power through you. I also began to receive information and intuitions that were extremely helpful in my work and in my relationships in general. For the first time in my life, it felt as if you and I, dearest Yoni, were working together for the greatest good of my life, but also for those around me. Because you were even providing me with insights and intuitions that were helpful to friends and family. It became a regular practice for me to ask you for your input on any decisions I had to make. Gut instinct is great and can be extremely useful, but it appeared as if yoni instinct was even more accurate and valuable. Throughout this time, I persisted with my regular self-pleasuring practice and also with my jade egg practices. I was now experiencing a life filled with pleasure and joy. Gradually, I was starting to think that I would love to share some of this abundant pleasure with someone else. I was just beginning to contemplate the idea that I might just be ready to re-enter the dating game. And that's it for today, dear listener. Join me again next time. Bye.